organic chemicals as well. But a good thing to do is to pre-filter that before your carbon filter with a paper filter. And the paper filter is the cheap one. And you want to get, from my point of view, you want to get the one with the largest pore sizes. You know, in other words, get the big chunks out first before you put it through the fine carbon. And then your carbon will last longer and perform better.
No, I'm glad you brought that important point up. I agree. And you get the cheap filter to do the lion's share of work and let the other one polish the water. Or in the case of carbon, I guess it really absorbs the off flavor.
Yeah,
it's activated carbon.
I think you're correct in that. There's a misconception, though, that I think maybe would be worth covering now that we're talking about carbon, is that if you use it for non-treated water, in other words, water that isn't free of bacteria, you can actually concentrate the bacteria in the filter because, see, it catches it all.
That's correct. Yeah.
Then you shut your water off and you go off for your day, and it's nice and warm in the summertime, and all those little bugs that you filtered out, because, see, it wasn't treated water with chlorine, and in other words, if it's dead coming in there, essentially, or if it's, shall I say, disinfected, then you don't have the bugs that will grow there. If it's from your well or your spring, then you've got all those little critters that can multiply, divide, whatever they do. And then when you go to get your drink of water that evening, you're taking a nice sip of concentrated bacteria. So rule of thumb, municipal water sources use carbon on well water. We'll talk about that, but you might want, well, you think of another treatment before the carbon that's going to take the bugs out.
Absolutely. Okay. Very good. And then I want to mention another source of water real common in the community is, we're going to get to well water in just a moment. Let's do spring water first. And as I mentioned on a previous program, if your water is from a spring, make sure it's as cleanly developed as possible. It's well sealed so creatures or bacteria are not getting in at the source. And number two, the tank. Make sure it's also well sealed and so mice and things don't get in that water. If you have a couple of people asked me today, I was curious, if you have accumulated material in the bottom of your tank, typically people drain the tank, go in there, muck it all out, and then they'll bring in chlorine, which, well, to disinfect it. The intention's very good, but you can get yourself in a lot of trouble going into an enclosed container like a tank with chlorine. So don't do it, number one. And then what I found, another way you can do it, particularly if your tank is on a hillside, is you can make this, well, I'll describe it. I call it a muckraker. And what it does, it's basically like a pool vacuum. But this is something you can make yourself. For example, if your tank is, say, is 8 feet tall, you might use a piece of PVC pipe that's just tall enough to get to the top of the tank. So maybe it's 9 or 10 feet tall. At the bottom of the tank, where the other end of the pipe is, I fix a T, about 18 inches, maybe 2 feet long. Narrow enough to fit in the manhole cover on the tank. At the bottom of this T, I slot the pipe so that water can come in. In other words, you can use like a worm drive saw, zip up the side of this pipe so you have a slot or a slit in the pipe. That faces that to the bottom of the tank. On either end of that short piece of pipe, again, that's about 2 feet long, I cap it off, and I, as I said, put that on a T. The T comes up to the top of the tank. Top of the tank, just affix a piece of polyethylene pipe, maybe 1 inch diameter. If you have a hillside, you can throw that off the side of the hill, suck on it for a second, get a suction going, and you can just move it around the tank, and it does a great job of sucking material off the bottom of the tank. In doing so, you might use 100 gallons of water, but you've eliminated all the garbage on the bottom of the tank. The reason I'm bringing this up is, again, we addressed the spring issue, make sure it's clean, the tank's clean, because the tank is another place where bacteria can harbor. So, that being said, on a spring, we've got issues would be sediment for a lot of people, bacteria, other pathogens. Charlie, what would you use on something like that to clean that water up?
Well, to start out by protecting it adequately to begin with. And so, you know, the ideal spring, I can remember seeing one in the Manchester area, side of a mountain, or a hill, shall we say, but the bedrock was showing. And there in the bedrock was a fracture, and out of the fracture was pouring water. Mm. So there wasn't a bunch of silt or a bunch of soil or debris around it. It was just like pristine, coming right out of nature. So if we took a test of that water right there, it would be pretty darn pure. But that's an ideal situation and pretty rarely seen, probably. But often it's just areas where there's, you know, a low boggy area that's seeping water. And so I'll usually make a very simplistic masonry dam across the flow, wherever it's trickling out. And then leave an opening at the bottom while you're doing your... I've seen them that are just two bricks wide, you know, just a very small thing. And then you have you affix a pipe in there, maybe a drain pipe at the bottom with a cap on it or a valve, and then the pipe a little bit higher on there so it gets above the sediment, which will collect. And then across the top of the dam and then back into the hillside, you build a roof, maybe with a little hatch or something like that. And then you want to direct what would be the rainwater coming down away from that so it doesn't flow into it, because what'll happen is if you have water that runs across the ground and goes into your spring, that water that's going across the ground can carry whatever contamination it might be, and it's a serious concern because we have